With Purim once again at our threshold, many of us are bothered with the same question like last year. What will this year be like? Will it be the same 25-hour whirlwind, leaving most of us horizontal, if we're lucky, vertical? Just a bunch of fun? Yet Chazal tell us, Yom Kippurim. Purim is like Yom Kippur. Of course, we know that's not exactly. Purim is a lot more fun. But yet, when I have a Yom Kippur, I come out of a Yom Kippur enriched. I feel different. Also, most of the Chagim are like that. Rosh Hashanah, Sukkot, Pesach. There's meaning there. I get something out of it. Even without trying too hard, I get something out of it. All the more so if I work on it. Purim, though, every year is the same thing. What exactly am I supposed to be left with after Purim? What impression is it supposed to be left upon me after I finish the 25-hour Yontif? We know, Chazal tell us, that on Purim, Klal Yisrael re-accepted the Torah out of Ahava and Simcha. After Purim, I'm supposed to be left with an inner Simcha. Not just a Simcha during the 25-hour period that comes from intoxication, but some sort of inner Simcha is supposed to remain with me after Purim. One of the ways a person achieves Simcha is when he feels that somebody cares for him, that he's not forgotten. Somebody is there looking out for him, looking out for his benefit, trying to take away all the pitfalls from in front of him, helping him when he needs help. That assurance gives a person a simcha, an inner simcha. It's this inner simcha that I'm supposed to come out of Purim with. One of the famous questions that is asked on Purim is why Chazal decreed that on Purim we read the Megillah, and on Chanukah we have no Megillah. Both of them have an Al HaNisim, but on Purim we have an added Takana of the Megillah. Why?